These panic-stricken people, who have already fled their homes due to severe flooding, scramble for safety again, and this time for Russian shelling heard overhead. Yet, despite the dangers, rescue workers continue to deploy boats to rescue people from the Kherson region. There is little time left, as floodwaters could be seen chest high in some parts of this area. Several people desperately wave for help from the rooftops of their inundated homes. The damage to the Nova Kakhovka Dam in the Dnipro River near Ukraine's port city of Kherson overwhelms rescue workers. Kiev says Moscow blew up the dam to prevent Ukrainian forces from crossing the Dnipro River to continue a counter-offensive against invading Russian troops. Moscow denies these charges. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Kremlin-appointed officials in the area of failing to evacuate local people and has urged international organizations to help. He also said that hundreds of thousands are without regular access to clean drinking water following the breach of the dam. Ukraine officials have already described the tragedy as the biggest eco-disaster since the nuclear Chernobyl power plant explosion in 1986. Ukrainian forces said they witnessed Russian soldiers being swept up in floodwaters after the Nova Kakhovka dam burst. They say many were killed or injured after the dam collapsed. These casualties added to the long list of hundreds of thousands of people killed or injured in what is now Europe's bloodiest armed conflict this century. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.